Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Storm clouds, I'd like to know. Unfortunately, I started the day reading a story headlined, "We See the Storm Coming. U.S. Struggles to Contain a Deepening Global Food Crisis."
All I know is I'm getting my reels all re-strung, and I'm going to be fishing a lot.
You're going to catch your food, huh?
I'm serious. We weren't even going to do a garden. We haven't done a garden in like 5 years. We're bringing the garden back.
So this is my question. Yeah. Is this something that is changing your behavior? Is this something you worry about?
Yes.
And I'd ask the same of our audience, 2580550 to answer that.
701-237-1590
today on the program. Scott Hinnon, Kevin Flood's fishing. Todd, what are you going to do? Any plans to react to this or
shake my head?
Shake your head? Yeah.
Wait a minute. Isn't government going to take care of this for us? They take care of everything else.
Well, let me read you the story and see if it makes you feel
any
better.
By the way.
Well, I drive 600 miles a week. This is real for us. So we're trying to figure out what we don't get so that I can just get to work. I mean, seriously.
Well, it's a growing concern that
I'm not alone.
It's now saying this out loud, right?
Yeah.
I mean, everybody's been wondering this for a while, but this is something that is just talked about like it's a thing. So I'm curious, is it worrying you? What are you doing about it? One of our topics today on What's on Your Mind, 2580550, 2580550. 1 year and some change.
That's all it took.
And now we have a commander-in-chief who wanders the stage. Did you see him with Obama yesterday?
Oh, yeah.
What a crushing example right there on our television screens of just how ill-equipped Joe Biden is to be president of the United States.
It was sad.
It really was.
It was sad.
Almost hard not to feel sorry for the guy.
Right. I kind of did.
Like, there was this,
they could care less.
Outpouring of support, these people swarming President Obama was at the White House yesterday.
It was like a Paul McCartney meet and greet. And, they were falling over each other to get a picture or a handshake.
Biden wanders out of the huddle and starts literally trying to shake the air, where is everybody? Then he turns to the crowd, he pulls some woman up on stage and then takes her back down and, you know.
And then the handler got a hold of him and got him where he needed to be. And then they're ignoring him completely. It's all visual. Harris and Obama are shaking hands and smiling and talking. And
got to see it.
Joe's behind him. He looks like a lost old Secret Service agent. He's kind of like looking around.
It's so bad.
Good way to put it.
He did.
Did you see it?
He really did. You're right.
It's unbelievable. Yeah, it really is. We're going to do Trooper Talk today. We'll have Sergeant Kattermas and Sergeant Aberley with us today on the program on Trooper Talk. So call all your questions. Always a good time to talk to your questions, your frustrations, your road rage is better channeled to Trooper Talk than actually out there on the road.
True that.
the things you want done. So we'll do that. And then we're going to talk a little bit about the classical education approach to STEM. How did we get here is a question I think we all need to ask ourselves, because this didn't happen overnight. And if you had to pick one thing most responsible for the United States of America and the position we find ourselves in today, I would say it's our education system, where God comes out of schools, Ten Commandments goes off the walls, the Founding Fathers are an afterthought, and now we have furries and kids identifying as animals. All right? And we have, you know, a debate.
I thought April Fool's Day was like last week, wasn't it?
Actually, I have a debate about whether it's appropriate for kindergarten students to be taught, you know, sexuality and genders and.
Kindergarten?
That's what we know.
How'd we get there? How did that education system, how did we get there? We're going to talk about that from the classical education approach to STEM. STEM's a thing now, obviously. That's what we all agree is extraordinarily important in K through 12 to prepare the future workforce. And Capstone Classical Academy is a new school in North Dakota. It is the first of its kind affiliate of the Hillsdale College. And it is most famous for a classical education. So we're going to tackle that before the end of the show today as well. Let's go to Crescent Dickinson, and then I want to read this story. I don't read stories very often on the air because it's boring, but this one smacks you between the eyes, so I'm going to share it with you and get your reaction to it. But first, let's find out what's on Chris's mind. Chris, go ahead.
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for taking my call. Food shortage is a concern, yes, but even a greater concern, and I am literally losing sleep over it, is the dollar being replaced as a safe currency with Russia's actions through the BRICS countries and the southern global countries. It's happening. I don't know if people don't realize it's happening, but it is happening, and I hope people realize what that means. We will no longer be the world superpower, and once the dollar starts to collapse, anybody that's holding our debt is going to start to dump it, and it's going to be an economic collapse like no other. And if you look at what Russia is doing with China, the oil purchases, Europe having to convert it to rubles to get it purchased, it's coming, and we lose superpower status, and it's going to be a whole new world, just not the one that the Great Reset wanted. I'll hang up and listen to your reply. Thank you.
All right, Chris, thanks for that. Others welcome as well. Speaking of China, in the story I'm about to read, here's a piece of it specific to China. Senator Kevin Cramer said, quote, "They are predators. They are extorters," noting Beijing's previous efforts to use commodities and their own assets as a sort of predatory lending. China, mm-hmm. China isn't likely to be in a position to export significant amounts of grain anytime soon, according to economists tracking the situation, but it's possible Russia could try to fill a small segment of the food supply gaps left behind by Ukraine. U.S. officials worry that Russia's recent threat to export its agriculture products only to friendly nations, friendly from Russia's standpoint, will lead some vulnerable countries to remain silent about the Russian invasion. Another Cramer quote, quote, "This is why we, as a peace-loving, freedom-loving, generous nation, cannot abandon our post in these fragile areas," said Cramer, adding he would be inclined to support a standalone funding bill. "The leadership voids will be met by others that will exploit it for much less noble purposes." For now, Cramer's in the minority of his GOP colleagues, many of whom note the U.S. is already a top provider of global food aid, and the administration still has money it can spend from current aid programs, including Cramer's own home state colleague, John Hoeven. Hoeven asked if the U.S. should increase funding for programs that purchased and send U.S. commodities abroad, replied, "We should use the existing programs." More of that story on the coming storm in a moment. Beth and Tioga, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go, Beth.
Yeah, I don't know if people are aware or not, but there is actually a Bitcoin farm going up in Williams County.
Listeners to this program are. We've covered that story, but yes.
Good deal.
And a
and
Bitcoin farm.
Bitcoin, north.
Yeah, a Bitcoin farm is, Mackenzie Williams co-op is part of the effort to provide the power for this. Bitcoin farms are essentially big server farms.
Oh, okay.
That's what it is. It's because you got a bunch of servers that are creating this digital currency. So it's and they take a lot of power because it's a lot of servers. So that's what it is. Yep. And you mentioned another one that's on the drawing board too. Where is that again?
That's what I've heard in Northern Williams County.
Okay. Your thoughts on that, Beth?
I don't really know what to think about it. It scares me because, like the gentleman said before, the American dollar. What's this fantasy thing out in the global world, the internet world, whatever you want to call it? It's not real money.
You know, I'm fascinated by it, and I'm not of the place where I can say it's all good or all bad or anything else. I think that the blockchain, this infrastructure, Web3, credentialing data, decentralization of finance, to say, you know, why should Wall Street hold all the chips? Why can't more people be in that space? There's parts that I really like. I really do. But there's parts that can be, like anything, manipulated for bad. So I'm just thirsty for more information about it, Beth.
It's the biggest war in Europe since World War II, and Newsmax is covering it all. The lead host at another news network says America started this war and that we shouldn't help Ukraine. He's wrong. Newsmax supports Ukraine in this dangerous moment for freedom, and we're covering it around the clock with our top correspondents in Kyiv and around the globe. Newsmax is your trusted source. It represents your American values. Even President Trump says Newsmax is, quote, really good. So get the latest on Putin's war and the truth about Joe Biden tonight, starting with Sean Spicer and Lindsey Keith on Spicer & Company. Millions are tuning in to watch Spicer & Company. Find Newsmax on every major cable system and streaming platform. Download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone right now to watch. And make sure you get breaking news from Newsmax.com. Newsmax.com. Breaking news 24/7. I made the switch to Newsmax. You should too. Start watching today.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources? Reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Gas is up 38%. Furniture's up 17%. Bacon will cost you 18% more than it did a year ago. Bread 12.6%. Steak 17%. Used cars, which everybody, you know, recognizes, wow, because new cars are hard to get. Used cars are up. Guess what? They're up 10%.
Oh yeah.
I mean,
you can find a decent one that you want.
Far less than gas is up. Let's go, Brandon. Way to go. Hey, I have a date for your calendar. Dr. Peter McCullough.
Coming to town.
He is. Timely as well.
Yeah, it is.
With what's going on.
I'm going to go see him.
He probably, I think, would single-handedly, given his credentials, be the foremost expert related to the overreach of COVID restrictions, the pivot, if you will, between a vaccine, COVID shot, protocol, whatever you want to call it, being used for those with immunosuppressed conditions, the elderly, where it's sort of the risk benefit is sort of a no-brainer. And then, like, literally saying, okay, we need boosters for five-year-olds. Pokemon Bo. He's the guy, whoa, wait a minute here, wait a minute. Also exposed a lot of information that you didn't find out until much later that was part of the VARS data as well. He and Chris Kobach, who's an attorney that actually litigated in the Supreme Court on behalf of North Dakota. Remember those businesses that stepped up and said there shouldn't be a mandate? The two of them together, May 6th, Fargo, North Dakota, at the Avalon. Freedom Matters USA is sponsoring this. And the North Dakota conservative advocates are hosting it. Tickets available at eventbrite.com. This is the guy that got 9 million, how many views on Joe Rogan? I mean, just like ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. And so sort of sparked the whole Joe Rogan pushback as well. So if you'd like tickets for this, again, it's May 6th, 7 p.m., Fargo, North Dakota. Chance to spend time, hear from Dr. McCullough, Q&A, real opportunity to learn, get some data, some facts that's outside of big tech and the media that has been totally, totally corrupted.
I quote Dr. McCullough. One of his best lines was about masks. 66 international peer-reviewed studies show that masks don't work. But yet, here we are, still saying that we need to wear them. It's like, 66!
Right. And this is the thing. He's a practicing doctor. He holds all kinds of credentials related to healthcare, where his peer-reviewed papers trump everybody. So,
you're not off the cuff.
Take it in. Tickets available at eventbrite.com. Want some more information, you can go to the North Dakota Conservative Advocates webpage at ndcan.org, ndcan.org. All right, some text, and I'm going to read this story that I've been talking about because I want to get your take on this. Texter says, quit picking on Joe. The man can salute and sleep while standing and not fall over. That's pure talent. Another, Joe Biden is ill-equipped to be president. I would argue that any Democrat is ill-equipped to be president of the United States of America. As far as feeling sorry for Biden, I didn't feel one bit sorry for that anti-American low-life criminal. Well, I think you can have a human reaction to what you see on the stage, setting aside the politics.
Exactly. That's I don't feel really sorry for him at all, but it was just sad. Sad that we're there.
Texter says, Scott, American farmers have the ability to feed the world. The problem is the ethanol mandates, the corn subsidies, the federal crop insurance programs have shifted an entire generation of farmers from wheat to corn. And the Corn Belt is now ill-equipped and ill-prepared to grow anything but corn for ethanol. Government wrecks everything they try to fix. Texter says, if people don't think that this tyrannical government can shut down Bitcoin, you're dreaming. Another texter says, Facebook has several farm-to-table pages for sourcing farm-fresh beef, chicken, and produce. Help local producers and fill up the freezer often at a savings and high-quality food.
Always do.
Another listener, EU seeks coal. Can somebody please do a wellness check on Greta Thunberg? We'll get on that. How dare you?
Nice.
Say it together. Say it with me. How dare you?
How dare you?
Another wise listener says, there is a permanent bureaucracy in Washington, D.C., no matter who the president is or what his party affiliation is. It's called the Senior Executive Service. It's like leaving the dirty diaper on the baby and just changing the pins. This party is truly the ones pulling the strings behind the president and always stays in power. It's the CIA. It's the military-industrial complex. It's the government corporate cabal, the same group that got rid of Kennedy, Nixon, and Trump, the same that created what's going on in Ukraine. Sad part is it's always using our tax dollars. In essence, we find out our own demise. It is sad.
Come on, man.
One of the reasons I am very leery of term limits, because term limits enable this enterprise. You follow me? Term limits.
I now get that. I never thought that until I learned more about it, but I absolutely get it and agree. The bureaucrats have got to be term limited.
Let me read you the story. We see the storm coming. U.S. struggles to contain a deepening global food crisis. Let me know if this concerns you. As Russian forces refocus the brunt of their military assault on Ukraine's food-producing southeast, U.S. officials and lawmakers are struggling to help ward off a deepening crisis both inside Ukraine and for fragile economies around the world already reeling from climate disasters and COVID-19. Climate disasters, consider the source here. Russia's military is pushing farther into Ukraine's wheat fields, which could jeopardize millions of tons of grain set to be harvested in July, threatening sustained shortages in countries across Africa and the Middle East that rely on Ukraine as a major source of their grain and sunflower oil to feed millions of people. The crisis has also contributed to skyrocketing grain prices, which has made it harder for humanitarian organizations like the World Food Program to respond. The agency says it needs an additional $16 billion to feed a record 137 million people for the rest of the year. Ukrainian President Zelensky told the UN Security Council yesterday that Moscow has provoked a global food crisis that could lead to famine in Africa, Asia, and other regions, and large-scale political chaos in major countries. In many countries, rather. White House and State Department officials are working with USAID and WFP to counteract the shortages, and President Biden has pledged $1 billion in humanitarian assistance for those affected by Russia's war in Ukraine and its severe impacts around the world. But after Congress approved a $4 billion humanitarian aid assistance package for Ukraine and refugees in nearby countries in a spending package last month, many GOP lawmakers have little political appetite for further global food funding in the form of aid. And while the administration has some resources it can tap without Congress to send American-grown food to regions in need, agricultural realities, including widespread drought last year, the timing of the planting season and the rising cost of inputs such as fertilizer and fuel limit how much U.S. crops can help fill the gap created by the crisis in Ukraine. So what do you do here? What do you do?
Boy, I'll tell you, if you buy into the globalist population control efforts, if a pandemic doesn't work, let's just starve them out.
The higher demand for wheat, corn, and other food supplies are also hitting at a time when farmers across the world are under immense financial pressure from high costs for fuel, fertilizer, seed, and other ag inputs.
This won't be good.
And you have Senator Cramer saying China's the predators here. They're gonna use their assets as a predatory lending tool, so we better counter this. Other GOP senators saying, no, enough already, I'm done.
For years, Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
North Dakota's first pre-K through grade 12 classical education has arrived. Capstone Classical Academy engages students to acquire wisdom, cultivate virtue, and pursue rigorous academic study with a Christian worldview. Our students will study what is good, what is true, and what is beautiful for the purpose of glorifying God and benefiting their community. Capstone is currently enrolling students grades pre-K through 6. To learn more or enroll your child, go to capstoneclassical.com, a Hillsdale College member school.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Biden administration is looking to extend a pause on federal student loan payments. The moratorium has allowed millions of Americans hit hard by the pandemic to postpone payments. The extension would apply to more than 43 million Americans who owe a combined $1.6 trillion in student debt held by the federal government. The proposed moratorium would run through August. In an effort to save the lives of the voiceless, the Oklahoma House approved a bill Tuesday that would make performing an abortion a felony, punishable by up to 10 years in prison, except to save the life of the mother. The House voted 70-14 to send the bill to Republican Governor Kevin Stitt, who had previously said he'd sign it into legislation.
In my part of the state, and I think that's true in most areas of the state as well.
Oklahoma House of Representatives Republican Jim Olson on Tulsa Channel 2, USA Radio News.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Sunday morning, man, she woke up fighting mad. Bitching and moaning on and on about the time I had. And by Tuesday, you could say that girl was good as gone.
What's on your mind? The spot that together, shoulder to shoulder. We say we'll get through this. We'll get through this. We live in the greatest country on the face of the earth, whatever it is. A global food crisis. Standing up for our farmers, whatever it is. We're here with you, ladies and gentlemen. So just remember that. And you're getting a little frustrated about all the things that are going on. Gas prices and food shortages and all the different battles. Greta Thunberg getting you down. We're here for you. And we also encourage you to support the fine sponsors who support us. And I don't think it's real hard to ask folks to support PetroServe USA, is it? It's not like a big sacrifice when you're getting the lowest price fuel. Lots of options.
Great food.
And a day like Wednesday at PetroServe USA, buy two fresh-made cookies and get one free.
Four for four?
At every PetroServe USA location. Yeah, think about that. I wonder when inflation will hit the four for four. The pizza, the two cookies, the 20-ounce drink, still four items for $4.
It hadn't as of yesterday, I can tell you. I still have one of my chocolate chip cookies left.
Good for you. And the home cooking and grab-and-go specials today include Swedish meatballs, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, Glendon, Valley City locations today. Or you can get Swedish meatballs and cheesy taco hot dish, West Main Avenue, West Fargo today. Lasagna, Valley City and NP Avenue location. Taco Bacon, Harwood. Mac and Beef at 12th and I-29. Salisbury Steak in Euland. PetroServe USA. Home cook and grab and go convenience. Same with MyPillow. The big box stores, they cancel Mike Lindell. The banks, they cancel them. The shopping channels cancel them. And guess what? The good audience of What's On Your Mind says, oh, we'll make up the difference here. And you have. 60% off the towels and the sheets. 50% off about everything else, including those great slippers. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. All right. It's been a while since we've done the Trooper Talk. It's back today. I love it. There you go. Exactly right.
That may be my favorite show of all time.
The good guys. The good guys. Taking on the bad guys. Time for Trooper Talk today, and we're joined by Sergeant Wade Catermas. He's going to join us here in a little bit, and Sergeant Darcy Aberle today on the program. We'll start with Sergeant Darcy. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing well. Thank you very much. Let's start talking about distracted driving, because I don't think it's going away. Isn't Sergeant Avery? Any chance going away soon?
No. No, no. We've just seen it increase year after year. There's more things going on in the vehicle.
So, folks, let's first find out how this added enforcement is happening, and also welcome you to call on any and all topics today on Trooper Talk. Good chance to chat with the troopers here and also bring anything you'd like to their attention, ask any questions you might have about whatever it is on the rules of the road. Here's how you do it, 701-258-0550. You can also text in your questions at 701-237-1590. So call us at 258-0550 for the troopers, 258-0550, or text 237-1590. So today, on my drive-in, perfect timing because I had a story to tell. It was real life for Trooper Talk. Travel 929, a busy part of Fargo between 52nd and 32nd. Exits. I look over to my left, and I see a woman grab a, looked like a bit of mail. Mail that was concerning her. And she grabbed it off the driver's seat and literally looked at the three pages, read the three pages at the steering wheel. Can I do that?
No, no. That's exactly what we're trying to stop this month and any other day that we're out there. That's one of the major causes of crashes in the United States right now is the distracted driving.
What is distracted driving? Just define it as you're looking for it.
You know, it's anything that's taking your eyes away from the road. Doing your makeup, doing your hair, changing, going through texts. You see people have their computers up working while they're going to work. Anything that's taking their eyes off the road and distracting them from what they should mainly be doing, and that's just getting to their location safely.
What is the penalty for distracted driving?
The penalty is up to $100. There's two different sections kind of on it. There is one that's 20, that's for minors, and it's a little bit different, century code, but, the $100 one is the one that we usually deal with.
And how do you do this, extra enforcement right now on distracted driving? How are you watching it? Where are you watching from? Just tell us a little bit about the effort.
You know, it's crazy. You can be a trooper in a patrol car. Everyone on the road's seen us. You can pull up to a light and someone will be texting, the light will turn green and the person will stay there and you'll be right next to them at the light. This is a person, you know, that will pull over. You can see that they're probably on their phone, sending out a text or looking on the internet. And, that'd be something we're looking for. Also, some of the stuff we do is maybe sit in a non-marked vehicle and just watch people, observe them. In the unmarked vehicle and radio two marked units.
By the way, it's never happened to me where I've been behind a vehicle and the light turns green and the vehicle ahead of me doesn't go. It's never happened. It's never happened to me. Like five times a day, right?
All the time.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Twice a week. Twice a week I'll use whistle.
Seriously. It's getting to the point where when I've never not had it happen.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Seriously, it's more.
I was
often,
looking at you like, what?
It's more often than not.
Never had that happen to you.
Thing I see on at least once a week on Ross or down from K Fire here, where the Highway Patrol's thing is here. There's an S curve, and somebody will be over the line or way under the line. They're not looking up. They never are.
Texter says the penalty for the distracted driving should be like $1,000 at least. Is the penalty high enough to deter the activity, Sergeant Haberly?
You know, I think the biggest thing we have, the penalty probably isn't high enough, but the thing is we got to get the word out that people just have to stop doing it. I think you're starting to see some of the stuff, ads by DOT and everything, pushing more even towards showing the texting and driving or awareness, not content on the road. I think it's a lot of training we have to teach our young people because we're the ones showing it, doing it, and someone sitting there watching us do it, and they think they can do it.
2580550. Let's go to Buxton, North Dakota. And Brent has a question for our troopers today. Go ahead, Brent.
Yeah, being North Dakota's a constitutional carry state, I was wondering, can a guy carry a loaded handgun in a semi?
Well, is it your the semi thing goes a little bit different, just because a lot of companies don't allow it, and we get this a lot, especially out towards the west. But it's under the law. Are you talking someone that's a resident and follows the standards of the constitutional carry law in North Dakota?
I'm a owner-operator, and I have just a regular North Dakota plate on my truck, and I stay in the state of North Dakota.
Then you fall under, you can have, in a semi, you can have the constitutional carry, as long as you're following, you know, the rules of whatever you have as an owner-operator or whatever.
Is there a difference, is there a difference if it's on your person or, say, in a, you know, in a case or a briefcase or whatever, your weapon?
So the law is a little bit different on that. And like I said, that's why I said a North Dakota resident. You have to be a North Dakota resident to fall under a constitutional carry. You have to, you know, follow the standards. That's why when the semi was brought up, there's a lot of companies that won't allow it. So I don't want to step on their feet saying, yeah, you can carry it, and then they go back to their bosses and say that they can't carry it when, you know, their policies dictate what they can and can't do on that.
Brent, so
another question.
Go ahead.
Another question I had was, can Dee and I just have a North Dakota plate on my truck. Can I go into Minnesota to pick up or deliver a load less than 20 miles? Is the way they used to do it, but I don't know anymore.
Yeah. So it used to be that way. It was kind of a friendly agreement, and I believe that friendly agreement is still in place for that short haul exemption into the state, since you're over there. I'm more from the west, but so I couldn't 100% answer. What I always tell people is a good thing would be is call the scale over in Minnesota, like I believe there's one at Moorhead, and just ask them what the requirements would be and what they would expect from you.
Okay, and then one other concern I have is like on Highway 200 and some of the other North Dakota state highways, they resurfaced them over the last summer. And now it's quite a drop-off off of that edge. I haul oversized loads, so if two oversized loads meet on one of those roads, they've got to slow way down to drop off that edge, which is really a drop-off. And that's a dangerous situation, especially in the winter, so with bad visibility and maybe somebody in a car, if they were to drop off that edge, they might scrape the bottom of their car on the edge, and it's really unsafe.
Yeah, and for that recommendation, I would actually go towards the DOT on that. As they do overlays like that, I understand that the road does get higher. Sometimes they haul in recycled asphalt or something on the side, so maybe that'd be something you want to talk to the local DOT about.
Thank you, Brent. Appreciate the call. Others welcome at 2580550. More Trooper Talk today on What's On Your Mind after a short time out, brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation. Did you know that oil and natural gas industry touches every single corner of North Dakota, the roads, the bridges, education, water projects? Is true. Find out more at ndpetroleum.org, North Dakota oil and natural gas. You find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, more mandates, lockdowns, inflation. There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. Stick together.
Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. Since 2012, offering broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the same towers as all the major carriers. And Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer service. They share your values, support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, and our veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. Special discounts for vets and first responders, and multi-line discounts, too. Support a company that loves America and you. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call 972-PATRIOT.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI VIN dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI VINs, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Chance to tell you about a hot deal from our friends at Puckless, North Dakota's home for Chevy. What do we got for you this week? Kids heading to college this fall. Maybe need a better gas mileage situation for that commute to work. Got something for you here. A pre-owned 2018 Ford Escape, four-wheel drive SE. Get a load of this. Only 37,000 miles on it. It's got the turbocharged EcoBoost engine. This thing's barely broken in at 37,000 miles, right?
That's always what I think with these.
Kind of a sharp, subtle gold, charcoal black interior, heated seats, keyless entry, backup camera. So a few bells and whistles. And, of course, our friends at Buckler specialize in single-owner vehicles. Now, this was $27. It's only $26.5 right now. Save over $500 if you tell them you heard about it on What's on Your Mind. Pucklage, North Dakota's home for Chevy. This one's at the Valley City store. Pucklage, Chevrolet Buick GMC. Of course, Bismarck, Pucklage Chevrolet dealership as well. And don't forget, we'd love to come see you at your farm or ranch. Just text us an invite with the Chevy Trail Boss. That's what I drive, to your farm, to your ranch.
I have truck envy, by the way.
Home for Chevy.
That is a nice rig.
All right, back on What's on Your Mind with the Trooper Talk. Jeff in Rolette has a question for Sergeant Averly. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, Sergeant Averly. Appreciate what you do out on the roads. I back to blue 100%. But whenever we talk about distracted driving, I never hear anybody talk about the car manufacturers. Now, I test drove a brand new Ford F-150 within a month ago, and that thing had a 12-inch computer screen right there in front of me, you know, in between the two front seats. 12-inch computer screen. I mean, come on. Shouldn't the manufacturers of these vehicles be held a little bit responsible also for distracted driving? I mean, you know, now you drive a vehicle and you swerve over too far to one side and you got a button going off for getting out of your lane, and of course you're going to look and see what that button is blinking or ringing for. So how much does that play into as far as holding the car manufacturers responsible?
Great question.
That is a great question. I wish I could answer it. That's quite a bit above what I do. That's more at the national level. But, you know, I look at as people get more in tune with technology, they want more technology in their vehicles. Yeah. You know, one of the things I think people don't realize is a lot of the stuff that you can do in a vehicle is voice commands. And yeah. I don't think they utilize that near enough on it. Yep. And that would be one thing, I guess, with a big screen like that. That's one thing I'd be really pushing would be voice commands.
I had two. I was going south toward, I was out by Washburn, and I was on I-94, and I had two people, both instances, cut me off. One, I just about broadsided the lady because she pulled out in front of me, and this is Washburn. I'd slowed down to 55, and so I've actually called 911 a couple of times on people that, you know, when I went by this woman or this lady that I just about broadsided, there she was. She had her phone up and she was texting. And the other guy that passed me and cut right in front of me, when he passed me, I could tell he had kind of his leg up in the air and he had his phone resting on his leg, and you could tell he was texting while he was driving. So I'm against distracted driving. I'm not saying I'm 100% perfect, but you know, nowadays you get into these vehicles and they've got, I mean, this 12-inch screen was Google compatible, it was iPhone compatible, and I'm just going, you know, this is just tempting people.
You know, I thought the same thing. I had a chance to drive my niece's new Acura on vacation. The thing, I mean, you put the lane departure thing on and the brake deal on, it'll break if somebody's in front of you. It'll keep you in the lane.
Isn't that a good thing, though?
Oh, but that's what I'm asking. I don't know that it is. Because, I mean, yeah, then you got full license to totally ignore what you have to do.
Yeah, when that alarm goes off, of course you're going to take your eyes off and look and see, okay, this alarm is going off. What is the light showing? You know, there again, if you want to call it distracted, there you're distracted looking at. I mean, you're distracted every time that you drive. I used to drive for a company for 20 years, and they made us take defensive driving courses. And they always taught you to keep your eyes moving, to look at certain points. And you know, every time you take your eyes off the road, you're distracted, right?
Well, what is the law enforcement piece of this, Sergeant Averly? What technically are you considering distracted driving from the standpoint of writing a ticket?
You know, our law is kind of ties our hands a little bit on it. You know, we're dealing mainly with electronic devices, so your phones. We've had people doing the watching TV screens and stuff like that. So it's really tied into us mainly on electronic aspects of the law on that side of it. Now, the federal side is completely different, but that's truck drivers, and they deal with it a little bit different than what we do on the road.
Jeff, appreciate the call. We'll take a break. We're going to continue this. Also be joined by Sergeant Wade Cadamus, along with Sergeant Abley here today with your questions or comments for Trooper Talk today. North Carolina Highway Patrol members answering your questions, anything and everything. Somebody has a question about dogs. Is that distracted driving?
Stratacorp wants you. Come build a solid future with the good folks at Stratacorp. Hiring events are happening Wednesday, April 13th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Grand Forks, 1600 North 48th Street. West Fargo, 210 12th Avenue Northwest. And Mandan, 1105 40th Avenue Southeast. On-site interviews are happening. Find out about $2,500 sign-on bonus for ReadyMix drivers, too. The Stratacorp hiring event, Grand Forks, West Fargo, and Mandan, 11 a.m. to 2, Wednesday, April 13th. Don't miss it. Your future starts now with Stratacorp.
Think about it. Minnesota collected way more from taxpayers than it needs, resulting in the largest budget surplus in history. It's time to give it back. Join Minnesotans from across the state at the Give It Back Rally, Saturday, April 23rd at the state capitol. It's our surplus. Give it back. Make your voice heard on Saturday, April 23rd at 11 a.m. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
This is how we do every day. We keep grinding, and if you want to come and text us,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.